Hi there. You are now listening to a sermon from Calvary City Church. We hope that this message blesses you, encourages you, and speaks to you. May God always reveal His goodness, mercy, and love to you. Enjoy the message.
Can you put your hands together, give Jesus the glory? Those at home, those who are watching here. Now, in missions, we have a policy. You know what's the policy? Every send must make sense. Okay? So, thank God. You've given us. Thank you, God. Thank God for your continued support. And today, as I share, I pray that you will continue to support our missions too. Now, what is the purpose of this message? For the next couple of minutes, what is the purpose of this message? You know, God's plan for our giving is not selfish giving. God's plan for our giving, you know, is generous giving. Everybody say generous giving. You don't measure your love and give to people. You don't measure your provisions and give to people. You need to become generous. Say generous. God gave generously His only begotten Son. Now, I'm going to talk about generous giving. Say generous giving. Your generosity may not be as generous as mine. My generosity may not be as generous as yours. Are you here with me? So therefore, I want you to turn with me to Proverbs, the 11th chapter, verse 24 and 25. Proverbs, the 11th chapter, verse 24 and 25. Look at this. There is one who scatters. Say scatters. That means he doesn't keep it. He doesn't hoard. There's one who scatters and yet increases more. See the principle? You know, he scatters, but he increases more. And that is one who withholds more than is right. What is more than right? If I look at the church of God, what is your giving that's more than right? That means you're rightfully supposed to give, but you're holding back. You know, for example, one of the things I can think about is your tithes. You know, and tithes is not giving. Tithes is a worship to God. Every time you give your tithes to God, you declare the lordship of Jesus over your finances. When you declare the lordship of Jesus over your finances, actually you're worshiping God through your finances. Can somebody say amen, please? Every $100 that I have, 90 belongs to me, 10 must be a worship to God. Now, when you just declare the lordship of Jesus in your finances, I tell you, all the way you'll be praising God. Come on, somebody say amen, please. The Lord will rebuke the devourer and make sure that your expenditure is within your means. Are you here with me? Can somebody say amen, please? That's what it means. There is one who withholds more than what is right. But it leads to poverty. Really leads to poverty. And then look at the next verse. The generous giver. The generous soul. Say generous soul. Everybody say generous soul. The generous soul will be made rich. Straightforward. Yeah? Straightforward. And he who waters will also be watered. That means when you show love, love begets love. When you give your finances, finances begets finances. When you show concern, concern begets concern. That's the same. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Now, Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 8, Paul tells us, he who gives, let him give liberally. Don't let him give stingily or grudgingly. Are you here with me? Now, look at me, please. This church is a very blessed church. Seriously. In this pandemic, not only this church is blessed, but every ministry that's related to this church is so blessed. Honestly. And every month, Ding, who is a finance personnel, she puts the account report on my table. Okay? And I look at the finances over the last couple of months. Even though we're not meeting physically, the church has really been blessed. I mean, they are doing the accounts, they will know. Really blessed. Why? You want to know why? Because this church long ago decided that this church will tithe their tithing. This church will tithe your tithing. You know, every month, whatever comes in our general fund, we tithe 10% to all the ministries outside of Calvary. That's not small amount, okay? And that's why this church has been really blessed. They have learned to give. Now, withholding their need, they give it out. Not to any Calvary churches. You know, 10% of their, every 6 months of their general fund goes to another ministry. That's why the church is blessed. Now, giving always pleases God. And when you generously give to God, it pleases God. Everybody running social homes have been writing letters to us asking for money, asking for provision. But here, we are abundantly supplied. No exaggeration. You guys who are watching online, you are watching here. You generously gave to PKK. You generously gave to TA, Transformation Alliance. Thank you. And I pray the Lord will return to you 1,000-fold, that you will overflow. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Isn't that wonderful? One of the things that this church practices, Calvary City Church, is not only JB, in all over the places, one of the things that we practice is the corporate office that governs all the churches, you know, and TA and all of the ministries. You know what? We collect a certain percentage from every church, you know, those who can afford. And you know what we do? When pastors who are not able to continue their ministry because they have got some physical impediment or some reasons, or they have to retire like Pastor Tan, you know, too old to work actually, you know. And you know what? When they leave, we continue to support them. You know, half of what they would receive in their salaries. And we are so abundantly blessed. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Matthew, the 10th chapter, and verse 8, Jesus said, "You have freely received, therefore freely give." Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Isn't that wonderful? Very quickly, I want to show you an example of a generous giving in the Bible. Example. Everybody say example. Come on, everybody say example. Now, this Philippian church, everybody say Philippian church. In the book of Philippi is Basa Malaysia, Philippi, Chinese, what do you say? Huh? Philippi, Chinese, Philippi Su. Okay, an example of generous giving is found in the church that Paul pioneered. They had to teach Paul what it means to give and to receive. Can you imagine? Paul pioneered the church and went to other places. Okay, now let's look. Philippians chapter 4, verse 15 to 17. Are you here with me, guys? Come on. I tell you, if you learn how to give to God, you don't need to be nervous. He's going to bless you. Come on. Come on. Somebody say amen, please. Praise God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 15 through 17. This is the Philippian giving. "Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving." That's why churches are not blessed. They selfishly buy things for their own use. You know, renovate the church, buy musical instruments, keep changing the chair, keep changing the carpet, keep changing the pastor. Oh, no, sorry. Okay. For even, see, giving and receiving, but only you. Only you. Everybody say, only you. If you know the New Testament, you know the number of churches Paul planted. "And for even in Thessalonica, you sent aid once and again for my necessities." The church gave freely, glory to God. "Not that," Paul says, "not that I seek give, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account." You know, friends, look at me. When you give, the fruit of your giving abounds in your account. Whichever bank you're in, account, okay? Even in Singapore, okay? So, now look at me, please. This Philippian church is as young as all other churches Paul pioneered. And they had need, but in spite of their need, they generously gave to Paul and those who are working. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Now, what is the inevitable blessing of generous giving? What is the inevitable blessing of your generous giving? Okay? That means you're not stingy. You don't hold back. Some of them discount their tithes and give to God. I can only give 5%. You think what? God is running a supermarket? Huh? Asking for discount. Year-end sale. Christmas sale. Okay. It's Christmas. I've got a lot of expense. Lord, just give me 5% discount. And you give 5% to the Lord. You know, friends? Now, tithes is never giving. Tithes is never a subscription. Tithe is not a membership fee. Tithes is a worship to God. Because when you give 10%, God blesses your 90%, and the Lordship of Jesus is over your finances. Come on, somebody say amen, please. I don't preach about tithing because Calvary City Church folks know how to tithe. Okay? So we're doing well in our finances. What is the inevitable blessing of your generous giving? Look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Come on. Look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. And Paul says, and my God, I like this, and my God shall supply all your need. Say need. What's your need that you have? After they give, Paul releases a revelation to bless their generous giving. My God will supply all your need according to what? His riches. According to his riches. You cannot send an auditor to audit God's account because the auditor will faint. The auditor might give up. All the auditors of the world cannot audit God's account because it's so huge. Can somebody say amen, please? It's so huge. And supply all you need, not according to your need, but according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Derek, are you here, Derek? By his riches, by the glory in Christ Jesus. Come on, somebody say amen, please. So therefore, I'm going to explain later in short while. Now, Jesus said in Acts chapter 20, verse 35, these are the words of Jesus. Jesus said, you know, this is the inevitable blessing of a generous giving. You know, Acts chapter 20 and verse 35. I've shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak. Okay? Now, and he says yes, and then he said, and remember these words of Lord Jesus, that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Wow. Somebody say, wow. Come on. Isn't that wonderful? I've already explained this. The person whom you bless, assuming I bless Richard. Richard, I bless Richard. And Richard is blessed. And Richard turned around and said, Pastor, I bless you. Thank you. I'm blessed by Richard. All right? And then Richard only receives from me. But you know what I receive? I receive a blessing from him. He pronounces a blessing on me. You're right, Donna? And then God looks at my generosity and then he blesses me. Come on, somebody say amen, please. I'm double blessed. Now, Richard is only single blessed. I'm double blessed. That's why Jesus said it is blessed to give than to receive. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Let's put our hands together, give Jesus the glory. Whoa, isn't that wonderful? Come on, isn't that wonderful? My time is running. Now, I'm going to just close with this. Two dynamic. I'm going to come down and let the cameraman be in trouble for a while. You know what? People online like to see how many people are in the church. They told me that, no, and I'm going to go right now. Okay, this is the congregation we have. Praise God. And this is Magdalene, faithful Magdalene. She got badges. Okay. So you got badges, no? Okay, okay, right? From this, she's a, I think, major general, I think. With that, your husband laughing, is he? Okay, two dynamic results of generous giving. Two dynamic results. Whether it's in love, whether it's in talent, whether it's in commitment, or whether it's in finance. Okay? Now, two dynamic results. Number one, Proverbs, the 11th chapter, verse 25, he who is generous will be made rich. He who is generous will be made rich. I'm in front of you. Look at me. Why are you looking at the screen? Okay. He'll be made rich. This is inevitable. Seriously, inevitable. Now, this is the kingdom principle. Okay? You're sitting there and you think you can do every other thing to become rich. You think about this. You think about this. You know, when you give to God generously, okay? As I said, your generosity is different from my generosity. You cannot measure, okay? Now, you know what? God, inevitably, the first blessing is you will become rich, okay? Rich in love, rich in finances, rich in talent, rich in service. You know, giving, that's God's method of giving. And it says here, look at this. It says here, the generous soul, Proverbs 11:25 says, the generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered. How does this happen? How does this happen? Let me explain. Look at 2 Corinthians 9, verse 10 and 11. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 10 and 11. Look at the scripture. This is how this spiritual principle is executed in our lives. It says here, you are enriched in everything for all liberality. You are enriched in all, everything for all liberality. Now, look at this. Let me just read. Now, may he who supply seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown. Multiply the seed you have sown. Whether it's a seed of love, whether it's a seed of care, whether it's a seed of understanding, whether it's a seed of commitment, whether it's a seed of finances. And it says here, so you have sinned and increase the fruit of your righteousness. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. While you are enriched in everything for all liberality, that means you become a generous person. Poverty will not visit you again. Come on. And it says here, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Is that wonderful? Does it make sense? Chang, do you understand what I'm saying? It's not about money matter. It's a kingdom matter. It's not money matter. You know, I save, I invest. All those are important. But it's the kingdom principle. Say kingdom principle. Number one, a generous soul will be made rich. And he who waters means he who cares for others will also be cared. Right? Is that wonderful? Now, you have tremendously supported the ministries of Calvary City Churches. Pusat Kebajikan Calvary needs at least 150 to 60,000 every month. Now, who triggered the generosity of God in PKK? You guys. During this pandemic, people just generously give PKK. And we don't have any financial difficulties. Are you here with me? You know, and we generously blessed the supervisors and the workers during Christmas. Even the pastors were not so blessed. We were only 50% blessed. You know what? Because of your generosity. And they have no lack for finances. Number two. My time is up. Number two. Nobody's showing me signboard now. Otherwise, they'll be showing signboard at the back. I see. No. I can't use that time because Ding has to come and then I have to serve. Okay, that's all my time. Okay, that's too little. Never mind. I'll finish it. Number two, you know, now please observe SOP. Everybody wearing the mask. After the service, you need to give your offering, your gift. And please don't congregate. Please don't congregate, okay? Just go home and take a shower and then your dinner and then whatever you want to do, okay? Now, number two, your need. Number two, I said number one, you'll be enriched with everything for liberality, or your generous soul will be made rich. Number two, your needs. Everybody say needs. Your needs will not visit you again. How do you like that? Come on. Your need will not visit you again. Once God meets your need, that need will not come again. The place where God blesses cannot be cursed. Are you here with me? If you're sitting here and poverty is your problem, I tell you, when you begin to give to God, that poverty will be broken. I'm telling you honestly, serious. I'm talking through experience. Your needs will never visit you. The same need will not visit you. Okay? Philippians chapter 4 verse 19. And my God shall supply all your need. Now, if he supplies your need according to your need, then you got problem. Okay, when your need is exhausted and the other need will come. But he supplies your need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Come on, somebody say amen, please. When God meets your need because you're a generous giver, like the Philippian church, God abundantly blesses you with the anointing of his riches, breaking every curse of poverty. Come on, somebody say amen, please. I give you an example. Okay, you don't believe? I give you an example. Now, please turn with me to your Bibles, to 1 Kings 17, verse 15 and 16. Now, this is a story about a widow in Zarephath. And God tells Elijah to go there, and I have ordered the lady to supply you food. You know? Now, let me just read verse 15 and 16. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to talk about another aspect of giving. You can tune in. Okay, 1 Kings 17, verse 15 and 16. So she went away, the widow, and did according to the word of Elijah. You know, she was going to get a cup of water. Elijah said, give me a cup of water. Because Elijah thought, and she would already know. Because God commanded her what? Right? But she's oblivious to that. No, she didn't hear the voice of God. Because hunger pang. And she wants to go and get water. She said, Elijah said, give me a cup of water. And she's going to get a cup of water. And then Elijah stops her together with the water. Can you make a morsel of bread? And she turns around and says, no, I only have got a handful of flour in my jar and a little oil to make bread just for my son and myself. We decided today will be our last meal, last supper, not Lord's supper, last supper. Huh? And she's on a suicide mission. And she said, I will eat the last meal supper and then I will die. I don't know how. Maybe just hold the breath and go. I don't know how she's going to die. I don't know. If I go to heaven, I'm going to ask her, how do you want to die? You know? I'm going to ask her, what is your plan? You know, friends, you know what? And Elijah said, no, make me a small cake. And he said that. And she didn't say, no, you will live, we will die. She didn't say that. And the Bible tells us she went away, did according to the word of Elijah. And she, look at this, Elijah was a leech in a house. Elijah's staying there, okay? And he said, she, he, her household. Come on, look at this. From just two of them, three of them. Elijah became a burden, but then the scripture tells us she and he and her. That could be our theme for finances. Okay, if you want a breakthrough, let this be a theme. He and she and her, whatever. Her household. And for many days, say many days. We don't know how many days. You ask the historians, they don't know how many days. Because they don't have faith. Could be a couple of days, they said. No, many days. You know why? The bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord, which is spoke by Elijah, until the rain came. That need did not visit her again. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Probably about 15, 16, 17 years ago. I'm not very sure how many years. I forgot. And I used to have this problem with poverty. You know, poverty. All you receive is just enough to pay the car, pay this, pay that. And end of the month, you know, my wife is sitting here. I cannot be telling you a story. You know, and I said, God, I heard your call. I came to Johor Bahru. Why am I not Bahru? Why am I still low? And the Lord said, the Lord told me, son, you don't stop giving. You're not giving to anybody. Okay? There was one time I couldn't fulfill my mission pledge. I had to apologize to the finance clerk that time so that she will not stumble. You know, I preach like a hero, I cannot fulfill. I apologize to her. And I took that seriously. And I said, God told me, just give. That's the key, he said. Give. Don't stop giving. Give. Give. And give cheerfully, purposefully. And I tell you, many years ago, that poverty was broken. And that poverty will not visit me anymore. Come on. Come on. It's the same with you. It's the same with you. You cannot say I'm poor right now. You cannot say. Because I'm not. Are you here with me? David, I'm not. No, that's right. That need will not visit you again. Because when you give generously, if you're sitting here, your whole life you're a rejected person. You start generously giving love to someone and see. And that rejection will not visit you anymore. It's the same principle. That's how God designed the kingdom of God. Come on, blessed are the merciful. They will receive mercy. Come on, somebody say amen, please. And I close this message with what Jesus said in Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 38. This applies to any form of giving, okay? If you need to go back and Agnes is not loving Richard properly, you start loving and things will begin to happen. Come on, seriously. Agnes, right? All right, okay. It says any form of giving. They were looking forward to come to the church. Your area was flooded, right? Did you brave the flood or came by boat? Oh. They came by boat, parked the boat, and took some grab and came. Any form of giving. Look at this. Jesus said, give and it'll be given. He specifically talks about forgiving. Give, it'll be given to you. Good measure. Say good measure. Come on, not just chaputo, not boletan, sadirhana. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your bosom. Come on, somebody say amen, please. If that's the nature of God's blessing over your need will not visit you again. Glory to God. Come on, for with the same measure that you use, it'll be measured back to you. Come on, somebody say amen, please.
Thank you for listening to this sermon. For more sermons like these, check out our website at calvary.com.my. We hope you have a blessed week ahead.